And we have given about 10 or 11 of them. And we have given a lot of examples. Tonight I'm going to be speaking briefly, inshallah, in English, so we don't take a lot of your time, because you need to get some rest and get ready for the Eid tomorrow, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, many people came to the Salatul Taraweeh, especially the youth, and this is something good, alhamdulillah. And we need to continue this spirit after the month of Ramadan. When Ramadan is over, your ibadah is not over. Because ibadah is not a monopoly of the month of Ramadan. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all year long. And the Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of all months. So we need to keep this spirit after the month of Ramadan. I used to give a lot of stories in the talks I gave in the month of Ramadan for several reasons. Number one, those who give public speeches, they know that at the end of the day, people only remember stories and jokes. They don't remember the introductions we give and explanations and all that stuff. All they remember stories and jokes. Okay. If you look at the Quran, it's filled with stories. About 50% of the Quran is stories. Surah Al-Baqarah, there are stories. Shu'ara, Surah Hud, Surah Nuh, Surah Yusuf. Half of the Quran is stories. If you look at the Sunnah of the Prophet, it's filled with stories. And so on and so forth. There are so many stories because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows, that people like stories and they remember stories. The other reason is, a lot of youth come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan. And this is a good chance so we can communicate with them and we can convey the message of Islam in them and you know, to help them love the masjid and come and to have that feeling the masjid are youth friendly. The old perception that masajid are old, male-oriented doesn't work anymore. Because, alhamdulillah, most of our communities are youth. More than 60% of our community is youth. So we have also to accommodate our youth and give them stories. And when they come to the masajid and they see people smiling and the imam is telling them nice stories, alhamdulillah, they will come to the masajid. But if they come and they see the sheikh frowning all the time, he's screaming and howling and shouting and frowning all the time, believe me, they will never come again. So we try to attract the, you know, the youth to the masajid, and we try to make the masajid youth friendly. You can't imagine how difficult it is to come up with a good story relevant to the topic. Sometimes it took me 3, sometimes up to 5 hours to find one single story relevant to the topic. And that, again, that was very tiring during the month of Ramadan. But alhamdulillah, I hope most of the stories were nice and they were relevant to the topic. If there's something good in what I said in the month of Ramadan, it's only from Allah. If I said anything wrong, it's from me and from Shayateen and from Google. So alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we hope to see you tomorrow in Eid. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting and our ibadah and charities. And Qiyam at night and Tahajjud in the month of Ramadan. Wa Eidukum Mubarak wa kullu amin wa antum bi khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The prize. The question was, in the su'al kan an akhir ma nazal min al-Qur'an fi khilaf. Hal hiya al-aya 281 fi surat al-Baqarah wa taqwa yawman turja'una fi ila Allah. Thumma tuwaffa kullu nafsin ma kasabat wa hum la yudhlamun. The last verse revealed in the Qur'an. Several opinions, but the strongest. Number one, ayah 281 in Surah Al-Baqarah, or ayah number 3 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. We have 2 winners today, Brother Muhammad Al-Qadri. Muhammad Qadri. And Brother Majid. Majid. طيب.